This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago plans to close 5 shelters for migrants in the coming weeks. The city's first step is moving 800 people into other shelters starting Saturday, clearing the Park Field District houses to resume normal operations for summer. The shift is part of the city's continued scramble to offer people help as they arrive from the U.S. border. Mayor Brandon Johnson has been the target of steady accusations that the services are inadequate, or that Chicago is unfairly prioritizing new arrivals over residents with similar needs. Johnson's office says the city is trying to move people to city shelters near the park buildings. Workers at a Chicago tortilla factory say they're facing retaliation for trying to organize for better job conditions. My colleague, Esther Yoon G. Kang, reports that Authentico Foods makes tortilla chips and tamales under the El Ranchero and La Guadalupana brands.
Workers there had recently asked management to discuss safety measures and address verbal harassment from their bosses. This week, they got layoff letters saying the factory is closing for 2 weeks starting Monday due to excess inventory. Julia Cruz has worked at Authentico for more than 18 years. She's worried that the company hasn't promised to bring workers back. The Authentico Foods CEO did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Illinois health officials say respiratory viruses are trending down across the state. The CDC also reports every county in Illinois is at a low level of COVID-19 hospitalizations. That's according to data from last week. Illinois' public health department says it's the first time since October that all counties have been classified as low. Northwestern Medicine says it performed its first successful lung-liver transplant for a patient with advanced lung cancer. And according to the hospital system, it's the first known case in the U.S. The patient was 69-year-old Gary Gibbon. He had exhausted all other options, including chemotherapy and radiation, and developed unsustainable damage to his organs as a result. He received the first combined transplant in a first-of-its-kind clinical program called DREAM, Double Lung Replacement and Multidisciplinary Care. Dr. Ankit Bharat was on the team that performed the 10-hour procedure in September.
He did really well after the transplant. His new lungs are working beautifully. He's been off oxygen. His new liver is working great.
6 months after surgery, Gibbon does not require any further cancer therapy. Dick Phelan, a former Cook County Board president and 1994 gubernatorial candidate, has died after a bout with cancer. He was 86. Phelan led the Cook County Board between 1990 and 1994, restoring abortion services to the county hospital system during his tenure. He also was appointed as a special outside counsel by the U.S. House of Representatives Ethics Committee to investigate wrongdoing by former Democratic House Speaker Jim Wright, who later resigned. Weather for today, clouds with a high of 52, some sun in the mix. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms and rain showers. Some could bring hail and strong winds, low of 43. Saturday, cloudy with sun, high close to 60. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.